Deutsche Welle News. This is Wilhelmine Lafitte in Bonn. The AFP news agency reports that suspected Nigerian Islamists opened fire and set off up to 8 bombs at a market in the northeastern city of Maiduguri on Monday, killing at least 30 people. The number of casualties is based on reports by medical staff at the local hospital. A military spokesman's only confirmed that 8 assailants were killed, several people were wounded, and that a number of bombs were safely detonated. Witnesses say the attackers accused traders of collaborating with the military following the arrest last week of a suspected Boko Haram member in the market. Rebels in Sudan's Darfur region say they freed all 49 international peacekeepers captured one day earlier, though they continue to hold 3 Sudanese. On Sunday, the Justice and Equality Movement detained the peacekeepers from the United Nations African Union Peacekeeping Mission, or UNAMID, accusing them of helping the government to spy on rebel activities. A rebel spokesman said it suspects the 3 Sudanese of being spies and are questioning them as to what they were doing with the peacekeepers. People in Senegal opposing President Abdoulaye Wade took to the streets of the capital Dakar for a 5th straight day on Monday. They're protesting Wade's intention to stand for a 3rd term in next Sunday's elections. Security has been tightened in Dakar ahead of the poll. Protests broke out late last month when Senegal's constitutional court ruled that 85-year-old Wade could run again for office. Former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo is due to arrive in Dakar on Tuesday to head an African Union mission for the upcoming elections and to mediate between the government and opposition leaders. In Yemen, gunmen have blown up a voting station one day before the country goes to the polls to elect a successor to President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The attack took place in the southern port city of Aden, causing huge damage to the building. Saleh is stepping down after a year of mass protests and spreading anarchy. Yemen's vice president, Abrabu Mansour Hadi, is the only candidate in the poll and will therefore become the country's next president. You're listening to DW News. Eurozone finance ministers have been meeting in Brussels to discuss a €130 billion bailout for Greece. The package, the second bailout for Greece, is widely expected to be approved. Ministers are working on the final details of the package to make sure that Greece fulfills its terms and condition. Greek Finance Minister Evangelos Venizelos says the approval of the bailout plan will end the insecurity surrounding Greece's future.
We are here, ready to conclude today this long process on the new Greek program. I am optimistic, but in any case, we need a clear political approval from the Eurogroup.
Athens aims to reduce its national debt from the current 160% of its gross domestic product to 120% by 2020. Athens must pay its creditors €14.5 billion on the 20th of March or go bankrupt. East German civil rights activist and Protestant pastor Joachim Gauck has been chosen to become Germany's next president. The 72-year-old won cross-party consensus after lengthy discussions on the weekend. He'll be the first former East German to occupy the mainly ceremonial post. He campaigned as the candidate of the opposition Social Democrats and Greens in June 2010, along with former President Christian Wolff, who resigned Friday over corruption allegations. Gauck is to be confirmed in office by the Federal Assembly on March 18th. Chancellor Angela Merkel's centre-right conservatives, however, are furious at their coalition partner, the Liberal FDP, who backed Gauck despite CDU opposition. Air traffic controllers resumed strike action at Frankfurt Airport on Monday. Airport operator Fraport said about 20% of all flights were cancelled, most by Lufthansa. The strike is set to continue until at least 5 a.m. on Wednesday. The GDF union's been pushing for wage increases for months and held 2 warning strikes last week after arbitration talks with Fraport collapsed. And in Germany, partygoers have been celebrating Rose Monday, the high point of the carnival season. Colourful floats and parades were seen in western German cities where carnival is extremely popular, such as Cologne, Düsseldorf and Mainz. And for more news and information, visit our website, dw.de. I'm Wilhelmine Lafitte, DW News.